Now playing more country music for Chicago. America's country station. U.S. 99.5. U.S. 99.5.
U.S. 99.5.
Thank you, darling. May God bless you. And each step you take.
The legendary Conway Twitty.
The incomparable Conway Twitty. Coming in concert. you just cracked yourself up with this, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I'm reading the concert on sale dates in the Sun Times today. Because Roscoe Flats goes on sale tomorrow. And under Ticketline, it says Saturday, tickets on sale for Conway Twitty at 4 p.m. on April 26th at the Star Plaza, $25 to $55. Tickets on sale at noon tomorrow. How long's Conway been dead?
He'd been dead
at least 15 years.
Hello,
now,
darling.
That's a concert. That is quite a feat.
I tell you what, if our guys at Live Nation could get Conway Twitty to come back, that's a sellout show.
Talk about a hot ticket.
That's a show that'll raise the dead.
Right there in the paper.
And it doesn't say that it's, and God, you know, we love our buddies Mark Bishop and all the guys down at Star Plaza Theater. But it's not Conway Twitty. It's a Conway Twitty show.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sure, a
story of his life, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, when they do the Elvis tribute, they don't say Elvis is in concert. Hello, darling. Conway Twitty, how'd he get his name?
Because he Twittered?
How'd he get his name? Come on.
I don't
know. Who knows country here?
I know this, and I can't remember. I cannot remember.
What was his original name?
I don't know.
Not Conway Twitty.
Harold Lloyd Jenkins.
That's right. Harold Lloyd Jenkins. You're right.
And he got his name. He was a great rockabilly artist before he ever did country. So he's driving between Conway, Arkansas and Twitty, Texas, and he sees a sign for both of them, and he's like, well, there's my name. Conway Twitty. True story.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, God rest his soul.
Absolutely. And may we never see him in concert again. Especially for $25.
Well, I tell you what. You want to be the makeup artist for that gig.
Whoa. Oh, man. Okay. Just forget about the West. That's traffic. I'm Bonnie Green.
We did not see Taylor Swift on CSI last night.
You didn't?
No. Did you watch it, Bonnie?
Oh, yeah. I always watch CSI.
And,
she
ma'am,
did a phenomenal job.
She did?
She
you loved
great.
Her?
Yeah, I was actually quite surprised. You know, they do have acting abilities with their video and stuff, but she was really good.
And she was a blonde and a brunette, and she had black hair, and it was amazing.
You figured it out yet? Teacher.
Thanks.
Mm. Well, how you doing?
So really good, huh, Bon?
Yeah, it really was good. It was a very interesting episode because the one guy, George Eads, had known her for like a year, and it went back, and it kept going, doing flashbacks, and that's why she looked different so many times.
And did she end up dead?
Yeah. Well, the show started with her dead. She lived in a almost like one of those little trailer park motels. You know, the real creepy ones where all the rooms are on the outside. I'm sorry.
The no-tell motel.
Yes, that kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where she lived with her parents.
We really got to ease up on the trailer park stuff.
I'm sorry.
I don't know many trailer parks that have a hotel body, but, you know, maybe.
Well, you know what I mean. It's just one of those little.
It's a dump.
Hey, I'm one paycheck from a trailer park. So.
Well, that is good. I'm sorry I missed it. I'll have to go back and check it out tonight. But good for Taylor Swift. I don't think that's going to be the last time we see her on TV.
Mm-mm.
Rascal Flatts tickets coming up on U.S. 99.5.
Say hey, make the day.
Moving forward.
U.S. 99.5.